not present. Baller?
Here.
Denrich? Denrich? The RP?
Hi.
I saw him here.
Yeah, he's here. He's waving.
Okay. Juno? Mooney, present. Moore?
Here.
Rob?
Here.
I think that's everybody, right?
Yes.
Is to either modify or adopt the agenda. If there aren't any modifications, I'll take a motion to adopt the agenda.
A motion.
Thank you. A second?
A second.
All those in favor of adopting the agenda, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against, same sign. Okay, so I'll go forward with the agenda as provided. Next, approval of the minutes from August 26, 2020. If there is a motion to approve, take that. Or any changes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from August 26, 2020.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, or any discussion, I should say. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Okay, so the minutes have passed. Next is announcement. The October 28, 2020 meeting was canceled due to lack of quorum. I don't know if anything more needs to be said. Just a nice visit.
Just for the record, I need to leave at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
For another meeting. If we're not, we'll probably be done by then, but just in case. We'll have a quorum anyway, even if I have to leave.
Disappear, we know why. Okay. Any other announcements?
No.
Okay. Public appearances. I see there are some other faces here tonight. I don't know if they're here for item 6.
Item 6.
Okay.
Yes, item 6.
Okay. Should we, Trevor, do you want them to talk now or to talk on item 6 or during the next item?
They're both here representing Heritage Hill, so
okay.
If the committee wants to suspend the rules during that item.
Okay. I will invite them. Okay, so anybody else here from the public for anything other than what's on the agenda? Okay, item 6, action item regarding the local historic landmark designation for the monument commemorating the site. The first courthouse in Wisconsin, located at Heritage Hill State Park, 2640 South Webster Avenue. You want to go ahead, Trevor, and set us up for that one?
Yes, so as stated in the memo, Heritage Hill is seeking a local designation, and the Historic Preservation Committee is tasked in our ordinance to make a recommendation to the Village Board. And we have criteria, which I listed in the memo, 5 criteria, which should be reviewed in order to designate a local landmark. And then it's important to note that any modifications or alterations to the structure after it receives a local designation, we need to receive a certificate of appropriateness. So.
For Gene and Nick, is there anything that you would like to say about this application?
About if I start and then Nick can join in.
Okay, that'd be great.
I'm a member of the board of directors at Heritage. interest in historic preservation, and with my experience at Heritage Hill, it seemed to be a natural that this monument would be listed as a Village of Alloway local landmark. Our goal would be to gain additional recognition for that structure that's located within Heritage Hill State Park, but also possibly provide some of the notoriety that will be needed in order to allow the park to do the repair and restoration of it over the next number of years. And based on that, the Board of Directors of Heritage Hill at its meeting on February 16, the Board of Directors is seeking from the Village of Alloway local landmark status for this first courthouse monument. The board unanimously approved to seek this designation, held at its board meeting on February 16, 2021. And I agreed to be a representative at this session of the Village of Alloway Historic Preservation Committee meeting. Nick, you may want to join in to add some additional info and also to respond to any questions that members of the committee may have.
Yes. Our intentions are, as you referred to before, Trevor, we will be, if this is approved as a landmark, we will be filling out the paperwork then because we are doing an intervention on this structure. There's a lot of the pieces that have moved around with frost movement and ice. And for this summer, we would like to do an intervention just to stabilize this. And with perhaps intentions of, public interest in, 2034 as a major restoration as its 100-year anniversary. And with the copper box, the cornerstone time capsule.
I'm sorry.
Funds available after the designation?
Well, this we do have funding for $4,700 for this summer to do that intervention to stabilize it. You know, like I said before, the pieces are moving around with water getting, you know, penetrating into it.
Sure.
And so one of our primary concerns is really get that top cap sealed up. And in this picture above the word port, you can start, you know, you can see them gaps, and they've been, the frost has been really pushing them through the years. So we'd like to get that stabilized, do some adjustments of some of these face pieces, and retucking the monument to keep some of that water out, that moisture out. And what's really interesting about this monument is there's over 500 pieces of granite that make up this monument. It's actually what's called a rubble-filled monument. There's a front face, and then what you're seeing here, the pieces are only like 4 to 5 inches thick, and then there's rubble, and then there's a back wall with the stone curving the other way, which was, as Gene was referring to, which were carved by the prison inmates. So it's really quite an interesting structure, especially when you start to look at these individual pieces of stone in the shadows and the sunlight. You can see these different tooling methods by different people. It's quite interesting.
Okay, well, thanks.
And just to add also to your question, Jim, we truly believe that the local designation by the village, as well as if we were able to get state and national designation, would be a great help in assisting Heritage Hills State Park to secure the funds that will be needed, not only for this particular project that's coming up this year, but also in advance of 2034 and the 100-year anniversary of its dedication.
And that would be more of a rebuild, in a sense, and much more costly, right?
Yes, that would be the intention, would be probably a full restoration, because we've identified foundation issues and things like that. You know, we just don't currently have the leverage or the funding to do that.
Okay.
And, you know, so, you know, we're just going to do this intervention for now, but I think there would be public interest, and I think it gives it real credence and credibility if it had a status as well, which is most importantly is the protection of this monument. Speaking about Heritage Hill, it's really the most historic structure at Heritage Hill because it's the oldest on its original location.
Thank you. Any other questions?
I was wondering who designed it.
You know, we're not sure. We could certainly look into that.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I've never come across any designer plans for this monument. Just the references that Gene had brought up with the dedication and things like that. And then the description of what type of granite it is. But that'd be interesting to look into that. I also have a person that's volunteering that's going a little further on investigating more about what that granite is. So we can add that to the historic story to this monument as well.
That'd be interesting.
It would be really interesting to know something about how it was designed. I think that, again, going forward to the point where you want to put forth a request to be on the National Register, I think it'd be important information to have to provide. You know, how was it designed? Who designed it? Are there any, like, I wouldn't call them as-built drawings, but did somebody draw a sketch? And the other thing is, if I'm not mistaken, the granite that's used for the main building of the reformatory or the prison now, it was also quarried by inmates at Antigo, I think. So this granite came from the same location. I would assume. Maybe you can confirm it, but it came from the same location as the granite for the Green Bay Correctional Institution.
And what's really interesting is, you know, we actually did a study of this about 15 years ago. We measured every single piece because there was, you know, as you're referring to, there really was no design plan that we've ever seen. And so we measured every single piece. So we have that documented, as well as what we could see on the inside of the rubble. It appears that there's old pieces of brick and things like that, which is likely that was construction rubbish, material, rubble, that, you know, through the course of the history of the prison, that they were kind of their waste as an interfill. And what's really interesting is when they were digging the Taft Pond, they were excavating hunks of this granite, and we actually have it set off to the side near the Taft Pond on Heritage Hill property, as well as if you're walking down the Fox River Trail through Heritage Hill property, you can see in the ditch of the Fox River Trail, there's actually remnant pieces of this granite as well.
Yeah, I think all of this information that you've been discussing would be important to include to the extent that you can in any nomination papers for the National Historic Register. I think that's, I don't know, I'm not an expert. I think it would be helpful.
And I truly believe that Heritage Hill would be more than willing to share any of that additional information that we come up with the village of Alloway too, were this to be listed as a local landmark.
Are there other sites in Heritage Hill, on the Heritage Hill property that are listed locally?
Yes, the guardhouse, which is in our Fort Howard area of the park, I believe that was actually Alloway's first landmark designation. And then we have five other buildings within the park that have National Registry designations.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Any history about where the courthouse ended up in the pier and how long it lasted before it probably doesn't exist now, but any history on what became of it after it was relocated?
The courthouse was moved to the pier, the corner of Wisconsin, the northeast corner of Wisconsin and George Streets. That's, in fact, there is a stone marker there right now that commemorates that having been the site of the Brown County Courthouse for a number of years. When it was torn down, I do not know. But the courthouse, the court was moved to Green Bay. Let's see. I don't have that date.
And
I assume there are no photographs. This was probably before photography.
I would be able to get, if you're interested, I would be able to get a graphic that shows what that courthouse looked like. It's actually on the stone marker in De Pere, and it was secured through Brown County Library, their records.
And there's actually a painting, I believe, at the Capitol in Madison that shows a rendering of, or a painting of the inside. I believe it had the trial of Chief Oshkosh.
Right.
And then I believe it was 1972, when the park was being formed, archaeologist Joan Freeman at that time, the state archaeologist, did a test dig at where our wood cabin stands right now, which is just immediately to the north of this granite monument. And she ex- exposed remnants of the stone, what they believe was the limestone foundation of the original courthouse.
I was just asking these questions because I think that would be pretty important supporting detail for any nomination papers going forward. You know, all of this is, you know, it creates an image in the reviewer's eye of something really important rather than just a monument. You know, all the things you've been discussing that may be available or photographs would be something to think about, you know, for the future. That's all.
Any other questions? Okay. In looking at the staff memo, Trevor provided the different criteria that need to be met. From my knowledge, you don't have to meet all of the criteria, you just have to meet some of the criteria. So I think in the motion to make sure that it, you know, that the criteria are being met. Like with number one, exemplify or reflect the broad cultural, political, economic, or social history of the nation, state, or community. You know, that being the first courthouse, the location of the first courthouse, are identified with historic personages or with important events in the nation, state, or local history. And that information was contained in the content provided by Heritage Hill about, you know, Doty and what happened at the courthouse. So that's very interesting. And then the role that the inmates played in construction of the monument. The monument is really what is being designated. And then, you know, three, it talks about the architectural type. You know, maybe with that, there could be some extra information if it, you know, comes to the find out who did it or who designed it, what the materials were, or, you know, the granite, where that came from. Four, representative of a notable work of a master builder, designer, architect who influenced his age, you know, maybe find out who the designer is, but that really isn't necessary for the designation to occur. And then five, have yielded or may be likely to yield information important to prehistory or history. To me, that was more archaeological, but not necessarily. So I think, you know, from what's been presented, it does seem that it does meet some of these criteria, at least from my perspective, specifically like one and two. So I don't know if anybody, if there's any other discussion or if anybody wants to make a motion. No, it goes to the village board. Is there a public hearing held there, Trevor? I was kind of reading the ordinance.
I don't believe so, unless you've read otherwise. Sorry for not being more knowledgeable on that. But I do not believe so. I'll double check.
Second.
A second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Okay, sounds like it's approved then. Well, the recommendation has been forwarded for approval to the village board.
I have one request of Trevor, that you would let both Nick and me know when the village board will consider this.
Okay.
We would like to have the opportunity to be present as well.
Sure. Most likely it will be March 16th, but yes, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And for submitting your application, that's great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
So if you guys want to head out, you don't have to stick around. You've got some more business.
Okay.
So item 7 is discussion regarding update on the Alloway Community Center building located at 2143 South Webster Avenue.
Yes, and everyone is familiar with the building, correct?
The community center?
Yes. All right. Well, I wanted to quick share screen. All right. Can you see that okay?
Yes.
So this is... this is the plans of the building as they were when we, as they are still today, and then submitted to us recently were the plans of how to utilize the building moving forward, and just thought it was be interesting to talk about and. Or at least share with the committee of how they're proposing to reuse the building. Right now it's being reviewed by Wisconsin Historical Society as well as the state building, DSPS, for approval. So, but as you can see, the where there once was the large meeting room, you're going to section off a few offices, and from my understanding, in order to make it feel like it's still one large room, the walls here won't go all the way to the ceiling. There might be some like glass transoms or something like that, so that you can still have the feeling of one large open space. And then they'll keep the bathroom. They're actually going to move the entrance. From right here, add an old window, and utilize here. And then most of this is staying the same. They're going to update the bathrooms, of course, and then in the old vault, they're going to add a small conference room. This was once two offices, or one office. They're going to make it into two offices. This used to be the kind of meter testing area, and they're going to make that into another office. This is a builder, I'm not sure if you all are aware, a builder and realtor bought this building, so they're going to share the building for both their uses. So the home builder is going to have their showroom in here, and the garage doors will likely be some antique-looking glass garage doors, which actually, oddly enough, were shown in the original blueprints as being glass garage doors, so that's pretty neat. And then this middle area will be a larger conference room right now. That was a, I think, the softener room. And then one of the old water reservoirs will be a lounge and golf simulator. So it's a, it will be, a, I think, a pretty neat project. I think it's tough to visualize unless you've walked through it as much as I have. But I've spoken with the new owner of the property, and he said that he's willing to invite us to take a tour when it's all said and done. So they're looking at starting this spring, in March, I believe. So.
Any idea if it's public information what the budget will be, or what are they estimating?
I haven't received an official budget, but I remember is I think preliminarily they were talking around like $200,000 or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the area that's shown as vestibule, is that the Webster Avenue?
Yes. Sorry, for orientation, this is Webster Avenue in Dauphin, down here. Yes, parking is in a shared alley with the fire department here, and then there's some parking along here as well.
Okay, so then they walk up to the front lane and they enter it that way.
Correct.
Still, okay.
Yeah. There were a few things that, so I've never gone through the review process for a commercial building before, and so there are a few things that I learned throughout the process. The flooring's pretty important, which I wasn't, I guess, aware of throughout the building, so they're paying close attention to that. And then even some of the exterior features that I didn't think would be significant, the state has deemed them significant, so they'll remain, such as the earth berms that are around the reservoirs. So it was originally planned for some additional parking closer to the building, but those berms will stay, so the parking will remain in kind of the alley space. But overall, interesting project. I think I'm really excited to see how it'll turn out.
Yep. I think they're going to be a really good resource for explaining to other businesses, like, how to go through the process. Because, I mean, I haven't. Trevor, I mean, you haven't either. So it's kind of hard to, give advice. So they're doing it. So if there's any other businesses that are looking to do it, or even homeowners, you know, to get the tax credit, like what you have to do, I think tapping into their experience will be really helpful. And it kind of lends itself to what their business is, you know, their realtors and construction. I mean, that's kind of a great little niche, especially in Alloway, where we have some historic properties that people can take advantage of a designation. So, and here's a company that can help them with that. So, okay.
Agreed.
Well, thank you. It'll be cool to see it when it's done.
Yeah.
Discussion regarding update on the Robinson Hill Residential Historic District.
So I received word about a week or two ago from the state that our nomination was submitted to the National Park Service early February, and they anticipate hearing back from the NPS sometime in late March. So, if you recall, it was listed on the state registry last August, and then I guess we'll know if it's on the national register in late March, and then potentially this summer be able to do some sort of ceremony, or depending on, I guess, COVID and other things like that. So. So, I just wanted to get the committee's thoughts. I'd like this to be just sort of an ongoing discussion of what projects we want to tackle next. If we plan on taking advantage of the CLG grant funding, which we have in the past for other projects, the deadline to submit a letter of intent, I think, is coming up, and then the application deadline is in September. And so I know, well, once, if Robinson Hill Historic District is listed, then we'll have two of the three districts listed that were in our intensive survey report. So I don't know if the committee would like to pursue listing the third district, which is the Sunlight Park District, or if the committee would like to pursue some of the other individually eligible structures, or do we want to do something completely different, not necessarily looking for an answer tonight, just more or less just a general discussion that could keep on going here. You're right.
Maybe not as enthused as the other two, so we went with more enthusiasm.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, we had originally the most interest from Miramar District. We had, I think, 50% of the residents showed up for the meeting. And so that's why we pursued that project first. And then we had, if memory serves, and I said Sunlight Park earlier, I meant Sunset Park. But if memory serves, we only had one person interested in that, but we didn't receive anyone against the project necessarily. So But that's why we then went with the Robinson Hill project, is we received more interest from them. So.
But would it be worth inquiring again with the residents of, I think I call it Sunlight Park too, or Sunset Park, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a few years since we had that Jesse survey, 2013 or whatever. I don't know if there'd be any reason to take another survey or just ask residents. You know, and maybe we should just, you know, if no one is interested, then there's no sense in our putting forth the effort. We don't want to designate a district that no one cares about. So they need to be the driving force initially, I think, to say, yes, we'd like to pursue it. So I don't know if it's worth rethinking that, or just maybe, I don't know, just something to think about for the future, whether we want to pursue it again before we cross it off the list or what.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's the Vince Lombardi home is in there, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah. No, I think Howard mentioned a good point. Not that we need to do it right now, but before we do anything more there, get some more feedback. There's probably been some property changeovers, which could positively or negatively, I guess, impact interest.
We have a little leverage to start with, because it was identified initially in a rather thorough survey. So we have kind of a basis going forward to try and pursue it if we can. If there's a willingness to any kind of interest in it, we should at least pursue it one more time, maybe. Maybe go on. It'd be good to have a list. Sorry, Trevor could provide us with a list of. I know there are several individual homes that are still on the list of potential candidates. And so it would be good to just have that. You know, I can find my list if I spend enough time going through my files, which are not the best organized. But I know they're in there somewhere, that list. But just for everybody.
Yeah. So I guess that brings us to the next item 10, next meeting date and agenda item, to put this item back on there. Like you said, Trevor, keep it going. Kind of like our work plan, CLG work plan. Any other items for the agenda that anybody can think of? And the next meeting date would be April
28th. If I could have a suggestion, May is Historic Preservation Month, and so in the past we've given a tour of the former community center building, and we've done other things like that. I know we're kind of at a different time right now with events, but if the committee has any suggestions, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a specific agenda item, but if you have any suggestions of things that we could do to kind of commemorate, either social media posts or something like that, for Historic Preservation Month, I guess feel free to let me know.
And that's May, right?
Correct.
For the month of May.
Yeah, and so that's a statewide thing. And I think in the past, actually now that I'm remembering, in the past we've done a resolution.
I know we had a resolution.
Yeah. So I could bring that back.
We could do that for sure.
To go visit this monument and here to chill.
Mm-hmm. I am, yes.
Okay, or did you want to... You didn't want... You weren't thinking moving it to May or making it sooner, right? You're still good?
Yeah. Yeah, I think if... Then we can approve the resolution and...
The resolution.
Yeah, and get it... Or proclamation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.